Good morning, my little lovers. Today is Monday, March 4th, and these are the astrological aspects for the entire week ahead. Okay, guys, gear up, because destiny continues to be knocking at the door as new paths unfold, choices need to be made, and fundamental moments are certain to arrive. So kids, let's jump into it and see what the week has in store for us. All right, kiddos, we start the day off on the 4th with the moon, which controls our emotions. We'll be squaring off with Neptune, the ruler of our dreams. So you're going to wake up and be like, holy shit, what were those dreams I just had? But also keep in mind, Neptune controls the dreams we have for our future. So we could be coming to face some kind of hard or harsh emotional realities. We could be seeing things more clearly at this time, but that might not be such a bad thing, because now that we see it clearly, we know exactly what to do. Practical use on that one, guys. You know, it's just the moon, which is just our emotions. And so you might be feeling, you know, when he squares off with Neptune, you can feel a little hopeless. You could feel like you're not making any progress towards your dreams. Like I said, you'll probably have a ton of dreams that night or the night prior. And you could just be seeing some, like, things a little bit more clearly, I guess. Next up, on Monday the 4th, Mercury, the ruler of communication, contracts, technology, travel, and more, will come to sextile Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions. So, buckle up, kids, because we are getting some news, information, conversations, etc., that will be changing a situation and changing it in a really, really big way. This is a positive aspect, my babes. So, this should be a pretty great and exciting change. Something big is either moving forward or it's beginning at this time. The situation is in or is about to be in full motion. This is a poppy, explosive vibe, guys, that should see the entire day of Monday supercharged with energy. Also on the 4th, Mars, the ruler of action, will come to sextile the north node of fate, guys. And that is also a super powerful, positive vibe that will see fated actions being taken and moving something within our lives to a serious level up. This can also be us called upon to take fated actions. So Mercury to Uranus brings in the change, and Mars to the North Node, and the actions are put before us to say yes or no to. Though, it should most likely be a yes at this time, guys. Since these are all positive aspects, these choices and actions should be easy ones to make. All right, guys, let's move on to Tuesday the 5th. And the sun will come to sextile the north node of fate and cue a massive path-splitting moment, and a decision must be made. This is a minor positive aspect, guys. So that's why I really feel like it's a choice rather than some, like, really big shift. Remember, the sun controls the fundamental things within us and within our lives. When I plug into the energy of this aspect, this feels like a situation we are in or involved in has reached a climax, and it's time now to decide which way we're going to go with it. Are we going to commit to it or not? Are we in or are we out? I don't think there's going to be a middle ground at this stage, guys. So it's going to be time to decide. Sun in the North Node, you know, that's some big vibes, but thankfully it's a positive one. Also on the 5th, but you know, it still could be a little bit of a difficult decision. I just kind of got that. Also on the 5th, the moon will be making several positive aspects, all super positive ones, that is, which will make the day emotionally charged in a good way. You should be feeling those happy vibes all day. All right, guys, let's move on to Wednesday the 6th, and the sun is coming to square Pluto, the ruler of the unseen, transformation, sex, death, rebirth, and more. So, guys, something is coming up at this time, and it's most likely pretty unexpected. Now, it's a minor stressed aspect. So that could be a fork thrown in the road of some situation that you are currently involved in. Since the sun is also involved here, chances are, even though it's a minor aspect, it could feel like a really big deal. Or it could be a stressed choice or a situation that you must make. So a stressed choice around a situation you must make. things could be revealed at this time that rock the foundation to some degree of some situation you're in. It's not like, ugh, energy, but it's like, ooh, uh-oh. So just, you know, be prepared for it. But my loves, don't despair, because Mars and Chiron are here, and they come to sextile each other on the same day. So we're taking actions, bold actions, perhaps, that could set things straight in some situation that has been off the rails for some time. This is a minor, major positive healing aspect that could see actions taken that heal something within our lives. Healing illness, healing joblessness, healing broken hearts, you name it. It's all on the table to be healed now. If you've been stressed with someone or a situation, I suppose, this is a great time to make some kind of gesture in the direction of them or the situation, which should be fairly well received at this time. Wave the right flag, my loves. You can do it. And backing that aspect up, my loves, we will see Mercury coming to semi-sextile Venus, the ruler of love and money. Again, that's a minor positive aspect that should see good conversations, communications, news, or information coming in at this time around a love and or money matter. This is a strong positive vibe that should see more healing arriving at this time. Yay, we love that. Also on the 6th, the moon will continue its positive vibes for the day, helping us all to feel good and to approach situations with an optimistic point of view. In the evening, we will see some emotional reveals coming to the surface, which, you know, should spice things up a little bit, as true feelings could be coming out, and that could honestly go either way. Okay. Let's move on, my little kittens, to Thursday the 7th, and more healing and positive steps are being taken to build something or rebuild something. Within our lives, as the sun will come to have a semi-sextile with Chiron. He's really in play these past couple of weeks, but in good ways, so we love it. Well, last week, actually, he was squaring the shit out of everybody, which was like kick to the crotch after kick to the crotch. So he probably had a lot of like tension or stressed situations or a little bickering with people last week. And now this week, he's really trying to make up for it. So when I plug into this aspect, guys, it feels like something that was off is now back on, or the energy is aiming to replace something that ended with something even better. However this hits for you guys, make space, because something is coming in, and it is coming in hot. This could also be a level up of a current situation. All right, guys, that's it for Thursday. So why don't we move on to Friday the 8th, and Mercury will come to conjunct Neptune, the ruler of our dreams, perceptions, illusions, and delusions. Now, remember, conjunctions are when two bodies are at the same degree within the same sign. So in this particular case, they are both sharing the space of 0-1 degrees within Pisces, which is the last degree of Pisces. So I also believe, remember, that conjunctions are wild card vibes. But for the most part, this one feels pretty positive. Now, it's at the last degree of Pisces, so typically that's about tying things up, but not always, right? So you could see that news is coming in or conversations are had that are pushing a dream forward in a good way. This could also be our perceptions shifting in some pretty major way, as well as facts come to the surface and realizations are had. This can also see some pretty big breakthroughs occurring as well. Also on the 8th, Mercury will semi-square, Jupiter, the ruler of fame, fortune, luck, and acceleration. So that kind of feels like you're having a struggle with something or someone, or you're having to make a decision that could be like, you know, forced to be made under pressure. This could also be a bill that comes due of some kind. And that could be like, you know, serious bill, like a real financial bill, or it could be like a karmic bill. I mean, Jupiter doesn't technically control karma, but this feels like, you know, give to get, or, you know, something's catching up with you. You know, it's a semi-square, right? So it's sort of like the tables are turning, or your luck kind of ran out. maybe it's not necessarily an ending, but it could be like a if you want to keep going with this, then here's what you're going to have to do. That feels right. I think that's kind of the vibe that it's going to be. All right, guys, Saturday the 9th, and it's going to be a busy day as Venus comes to semi-sextile Neptune. So that could be steps taken around a love and or money dream as conversations are had and offers are made. We like that. This is a minor positive aspect, guys, that should be unlocking something on some level, most likely centered around a love and or money matter. Most likely steps taken or decisions made that will be moving things forward to some degree. Also on the 9th, and it's a boat rocking one, guys, Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war, comes to square Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions. So when Mars squares off with any planet, that tends to be a declaration of war, and I particularly dislike when Mars squares off with Uranus. You know, side note, guys, if Mars is going to square off with anybody, I really don't want him squaring off with Uranus, because Uranus is really the only other vibe, the only other energetic vibe that's sort of like, F off Mars, I'm not afraid of you. And Mars is like, well, F off Uranus, I'm not afraid of you. So it's, you know, toxic masculinity at its best, if you wanted to sort of match it up to something we're all familiar with, right? If Mars squares off with Venus or Neptune or Mercury, you know, they typically don't tend to push back. Venus might a little bit, but the rest of them will sort of just be like, wah, wah, all right, fine, here's the bad news, right? But when these two square off, them are fighting words, guys. So some of us could see a situation has exploded and drastic actions are taken. Others could see things going south very fast as tempers are high and tensions are even higher. A situation is radically and drastically changing, and when it happens, a bridge could be burnt to the ground. On the world stage, I would expect some shocking news to be rolling in at this time or over the weekend. It's not cute, guys, but it is what it is. However this unfolds, I do believe it will open your eyes to something you were otherwise blind to. And now that you see it, you can't unsee it. That's sort of how it works. But wait, guys, there's more. We do have a little bit of a bipolar vibe rolling in some pretty big ways, as the sun will then come to sextile Uranus. So good Lord, guys, that is some push and pull vibes, because this is a super positive aspect also involving Uranus. It's almost like one thing is totally blowing up and another thing is totally going in your favor. You know, like a door slamming and another one opening, really. I couldn't be any more energetic forward with that. This could also play out for some of you, or for some of us, is that now that one thing blew up, you are free to move towards the other thing. So, But since Uranus is involved in both, I get a pretty strong feeling that a lot of us out there will be faced with a very big and potentially tough decision. Uranus seems to be splitting the path, guys, and a big decision is up. You can't travel both paths, and chances are, whichever path you do pick at this time will close the other one off for good. You can't hide from this, guys. Uranus is the greatest force of change, and change is happening on or around Saturday, whether you like it or not. This aspect will cement some decision. Last one for the 9th. The sun will semi-sextile Mars. So that's a minor positive aspect, guys, and feels like it's put your money where your mouth is type vibes. Mars rules action, so whatever you are committing to at this time, you better be sure, because after this aspect is done, the deal is done. So whether you're committing to the path with something or someone, or you're doing it alone, Sun to Mars says make the choice either way and get moving forward. All right, kids, Sunday the 10th, and we have a new moon happening, I believe, in Pisces. I forgot to write it down, but I'm pretty sure it's Pisces. Sorry, guys. That is all about new beginnings, which is good because also on the 10th, it's daylight savings. Yay. And Mercury will come to sextile Pluto. That should be some really exciting news, communications, or conversations that will usher in some exciting prospects. This could also see a surprise encounter as well. Ooh. However this hits for you guys, you're finding something out that is changing things. Should be for the better. Strong communication day, guys, so pick up the phone or turn to the person next to you and talk it out. So, my loves. Yeah, I hope you're laughing. Otherwise, I'm the only one laughing, and isn't that sad? No, it's not sad. So, my loves, that is it for the week ahead, and it's for sure going to be one for the books. It's a week of healing broken elements within our lives as Chiron is unlocking new doors or reopening doors that were once closed. New jobs are arriving, new deals are being struck, new relationships are coming in, current ones are being healed and leveling up. And new understandings are ushering us forward in ways that change our understanding of our road ahead. We are coming to see things clearly at this time, both about our outward worlds as well as our inner worlds. Big realizations arrive as we are freed from limiting moments, situations, and mental narratives that have been holding us back. Get them out of here. I know recently, many of us out there have been faced with intense and at times chaotic twists and turns in our lives and on the path we have been traveling. Some roads have abruptly ended, leaving us feeling like we have been left out in the cold with no jacket to keep us warm. Others of us have been traveling along one path, seemingly going super well, only to find unexpected bumps in the road that blew out the tire, leaving us stranded on the side of the energetic road. But this week, the energy shifts as Chiron sets up a multitude of moments designed to heal what has been broken. Some of us will see the situation itself that broke suddenly revived and evolved into a whole new level. Others of us will see new doors opening that replace what we recently lost as we come to see the big picture coming into focus and we come to realize what we've gained is far better than what we recently lost. This week, the energy is setting things up in an entirely new arrangement as the stage is getting set for a new chapter to begin. It's also worth mentioning that I do believe some of us out there will see situations and people from the past being a part of this healing vibe that is in play in the coming days. This week, we will also see a lot of information pouring in that will be revealing things we needed to know. Venus energy, not to be outdone, will find many of us in unexpected situations that I get a feeling you probably didn't see coming, as love and or money matters are returning to center stage. And this week is all about the unknown. It's a week where the universe is asking us to please stop with all the questions and to please stop in our search for certainty, as the energy is asking us to take a leap of faith, believe in ourselves, and roll the dice to see where our fate is headed. With Uranus bringing change to the forefront of our lives this week, to say the least, some of you will be moving towards things while you are putting other things in your rearview mirror. These moments of massive shifts could be hard pills to swallow as we shut some doors and lock them for good. With all the energy mixing in one energetic pot, I get a pretty strong feeling that some situations will come crashing down and others will be firmly cemented within our worlds. The energy is playing chess this week, guys, and we might be called upon to make some very strategic moves. But think before you act, speak, or react, because the energy that is in play will make our moves permanent on so many levels. It's a bit of a complex week, guys. As faded yeses arrive and faded noes end paths we may not have been ready to end. But regardless, my loves, We cannot change what is meant to be any more than we can change the reality of the facts. You cannot take someone that doesn't want to leave, and you cannot keep someone that doesn't want to stay. Let go and step forward all at the same time. That's it for the week ahead, my loves. I certainly hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, I am Marcus Barrington. Marcus Barrington. And this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great week, guys. You got this. Talk to you on Monday. Bye.